Tanya Fina lived in a nice little cottage with a small vineyard in the backyard. Her cottage was near the Andes Mountains. She was famous for having many rabbits in her backyard. At night, her cottage was surrounded by clouds of beautiful fireflies. Camila and Grano visited her and entered her cozy cottage. They heard from Catface Laguna about human history and now wanted to learn about the different kinds of animals and the history of animals on Earth. That is, on our planet Earth. Doña Fina welcomed Camila and Grano in, immediately set the table near the fireplace, and served everyone sliced peaches with cream. The large fireplace emitted a golden glow that covered everyone. Catface Laguna told us a little bit about the story of us humans on Earth. We want to know a little bit about the animals, said Camila.
I see, said Doña Fina.
Well, animals first arose in the oceans, such as crabs and fish. And then, much later on, a fish found a way to get on land and look around a little bit, wiggle around and crawl around. From that fish, which could get around on land, kind of crawling around, came the amphibians.
I know the amphibians, said Grano.
The frogs, toads, newts, and salamanders. They're slimy.
That is right, said Doña Fina.
Amphibian means that they could live in water or on land. Consider that a tadpole lives in the water and then can be on land as a frog, which goes in and out of the water.
That is true, said Camila, eating some sliced peaches with cream.
I thought I saw a fish the other day, but it was actually a really large tadpole that soon would become a frog.
That is correct, said Doña Fina.
And after the amphibians came creatures that could do much better on dry land. They didn't need water as much as the amphibians do.
Most amphibians dry up on land when they are far from water. They really need to keep their skin moist and be near water, but not these new creatures.
And these creatures are the reptiles. The lizards, snakes, turtles, alligators, and crocodiles. These creatures have dry scales that are good for living on land. The moist, slimy skin of most amphibians dries out if not wet enough, but a lizard doesn't have this problem. Notice that a lizard looks a lot like a salamander, but it has scales.
Grano said, it makes sense that a lizard looks like a salamander because the reptiles came from the amphibians.
That is a good observation, Grano, said Doña Fina.
Now, long ago, there were giant reptiles. These don't exist anymore. They were called the dinosaurs.
Oh, we heard about them, said Grano. Some of them were bigger than a school bus.
Who was next? Asked Camila. Who came after the reptiles?
Well, then came the birds, which are very related to dinosaurs. And then came another very special kind of animal.
Which one? Asked Grono and Camila.
Well, this one special type of animal, its scales turned into fur. And unlike dinosaurs, these creatures could control their body temperature and stay warm even though it's cool.
When it is cold, reptiles stop moving around so much.
They usually just sit still or fall asleep if it's very cold. But this new creature could keep itself warm by controlling its body temperature. And it could raise its young and babies and feed them this white liquid.
That sounds strange, said Grono.
Not strange at all, said Doña Fina, chuckling.
I am talking about milk.
Here, have some hot chocolate with milk.
And the cream on your peaches also comes from milk.
Oh, milk, that is so funny. It sounded so strange, said Grono, when you said
that the mommy fed the baby a white liquid. Well, the mammals, unlike the reptiles, take care of their young and give them milk. We are mammals, and so are my rabbits, so are dogs, cats, elephants, and squirrels. Mammals are warm and fuzzy, with fur or hair. They take care of their young, and they keep themselves warm, and the fur helps them do this. They sure are warm and cuddly, said Camila. Yes, and the mommies love their children and take care of them. Most reptiles are not like this. Neither are amphibians. Mammals and reptiles act very differently from each other. That's true, said Camila. The mommy turtle never sees the baby turtles. That is correct. The baby turtles hatch from their eggs and go on and have their own life. And mammals have many more emotions than do reptiles, partly because you need emotions to raise a baby and want to hug it and always be with it and cuddle it. I never saw a lizard crying, missing its mommy, noted Camila. But I did once see a lizard hug a tree, said Grono. But I think that that is different from what you're saying. That is correct, said Doña Fina. Oh, it is Catface Laguna. He is bringing me some baguettes from the restaurant. Catface Laguna was a waiter who worked at a restaurant called The Penguin. He was a real funny waiter. He liked to talk to his customers and tell them all kinds of funny stories. He would tell them stories even when they were trying to chew their food. Good afternoon, everyone. Oh, peaches and cream, my favorite, said Catface Laguna. Please have a seat and have some, said Doña Fina. Thank you so very much, Doña Fina. After sitting down, Catface Laguna said, tell me it when I start eating. Tell you what? Asked Grono. Catface Laguna, laughing, repeated, tell me it when I start eating. Oh, said Camila, this is another of Mr. Laguna's tricks. There are two possible solutions. We say the word it when he starts eating, or we say right now, it when I start eating. You see, he said, tell me it when I start eating, and it could mean to say it when he starts eating, or it could mean that we say it when I start eating. Camila, said Catface Laguna, you figured out my trick, but the truth is that I did not know that there are two possible answers. I thought only of the first solution you mentioned, which is that you would say it when I started eating. But now I see that there is a second possibility, in which you two just say to me, it when I start eating. Everyone laughed. I am really enjoying these peaches and cream, said Catface Laguna. Doña Fina laughed at the joke and said, I will have to remember that one. We are talking about how the amphibians led to the reptiles, including the dinosaurs, and then to birds and mammals, said Grono. I love that story, said Catface Laguna. Did you know that the first mammals were very small and would run around and look for food only when the dinosaurs were sleeping? These mammals were hiding from the dinosaurs. The dinosaurs had to sleep when it was nighttime and cold, because they couldn't control their body temperature. It is colder at night, so the dinosaurs slept, and that's when the mammals back then had to run around at night and look for food and seeds and things and do everything in the dark. They had to be very smart and remember where everything was, because often in the dark they couldn't see anything. This was, of course, long before street lamps. That is correct, added Doña Fina. Some believe that having to work at night when you can't see much made the mammals work harder and have to be smarter than the dinosaurs, who had it easier as they did everything during the day when all was visible. A creature that is awake at night is said to be nocturnal. Can you repeat that word? Camila and Grano repeated together, nocturnal. Nocturnal sounds like noche, which means night in Spanish, said Catface Laguna. That is right, added Doña Fina. It comes from the Latin word noct, which means night. I remember Latin, said Catface. I taught Camila and Grono about that old language. Catface Laguna, now holding a slice of peach in the air, added, at night, the field mouse is running around looking for seeds and things. But guess what? It has to be careful, because out at night there is also another nocturnal animal, the owl. Camila asked, so the mouse and the owl are both nocturnal? That is correct, added Doña Fina. And perhaps the owl is nocturnal, because that is when its food is running around. I see, said Grono. Catface Laguna shook his head. As I always say, the more you learn, the more you see things are connected. I love learning these things about how the animals are related and how one type of animal came after another type of animal, said Grono. Then you love zoology, said Doña Fina. Zoology is a study of animals. You see the word zoo in there? That's right. Camila and Grano nodded. Zoology, added Doña Fina, is part of the science of biology. And biology is the study of all living things. Which includes living things other than animals? Like what? Asked Grano. Catface Laguna laughed. You're eating one. Plants and many other things. Oh, that is right, said Grano. My peach came from a tree. Trees and plants are living things. But there are other kinds of living things in addition to plants and animals, right? That is right, said Doña Fina, picking up one of her many rabbits. But we could talk about those other living things later on. And right now, this warm, cuddly living thing wants to eat another living thing. A carrot! Everyone laughed. Catface Laguna took out his journal, the Grape Juice Diaries. Whenever he learned something, he would jot it down in his Grape Juice Diaries. Let me see here, said Catface Laguna with his tongue sticking out, making an effort writing on his notebook. Let me write this down. There were fish, and then the amphibians, which are the frogs, toads, salamanders, and newts, the slimy ones. But then came the reptiles, the dry ones, which are the lizards, turtles, snakes, crocodiles, and alligators. Ooh, scary. Later came the birdies and mammals. And the mammals can control their body temperature and are pretty smart, though I don't want to brag. And the mammals take care of their babies and feed them milk. Am I forgetting anything, Doña Fina? Maybe that mammals also had to be smart because it is very hard to raise the children. Reptiles did not have to worry about doing this, which is a lot of work. And the parent creatures have to be very smart. I see. Let me jot this down. The mammals had to be smart to roam in the dark and to raise the little ones, and I'm sure to do other things. Well, it is time for me to return to my restaurant, the Penguin. I have had a lovely time here. Am I forgetting anything? Yes, said Grano. You have some cream above your mouth, and it looks like a white mustache. Oh my, laughed Catface Laguna. As I always say, you learn something new every day.